care is available. For more information, call 636-296-3160. Straight Talk 1400, it is 733, 44 degrees here in the Twin Cities. I'm Matt West. Joining me this morning is Craig Andrews.
Such peaceful music.
Well, thank you very much. As we delve into a more serious topic, and we are going to be talking about what's going on in Crystal City, the development in Crystal City, and one of the people joining us this morning is a council member, and his name is Ben DeClue. Good morning. Oop, wrong mic. Try that again.
Good morning.
Hey, there you go. And
take
I'd also
two.
Take two. And I'd also like to welcome Roger Baker, who lives in Crystal City. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Let's start off with Mr. DeClue. This week, kind of a big step as far as this development is concerned, because the Crystal City filed the paperwork. Gave the approval to purchase the property, right?
Right. Yeah. We've taken the final steps necessary to close on the Pittsburgh property. It would be an understatement to say that it's one of the biggest days in the history of Crystal City.
And you have been supporting this project for a long time.
Absolutely.
Why do you think it's going to be such a big deal for Crystal City?
Well, you know, you look at it, and Crystal City is in need of a new tax base to help secure the future of our town. And we found a project that will bring us not only jobs, but a very large revenue stream. We feel that it offers opportunity. We feel it offers the newest technologies out there in this world. We think that it's a very clean, safe, acceptable, and ultimately very beneficial proposed use for the community and really for all the county.
Mr. Baker, how about you? Not such a big fan.
Not such a big fan. I'm active with the Concerned Citizen for Crystal City, and I guess our major concerns would be the following. We have asked why this was the only project considered when the property became available in April of this year. This was the only project considered and was done in a sort of a clandestine fashion. So our gripe is that if there were other things looked at, you know, we may be a lot more supportive of it. Second thing is the benefits to the citizens of Crystal City that are living there now and in the surrounding areas in Jefferson County. We understand that that the Wings proposal does not have a business plan that's ever been shown to the people of the Twin Cities and of the county, and as I've said in some of our websites and so forth, the numbers just don't jive. If you're going to bring in 750 jobs, if you're going to build a $1 billion facility, we can't even get numbers from Mr. Kennedy of Wings of what's the thing going to be, how much material are you going to produce, and what impact is that going to have to Crystal? What is going to be the way that the tax base is improved, and how is the city going to gain revenue from that?
All right, let's kind of take that from the beginning. Ben, as far as hey, you guys really didn't open this up as far as all the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I know that over a number of years, people have been trying to buy that property from Pittsburgh Plate Glass. So as far as the it opening up, that was fairly recent.
It never really opened up. It was always sort of a closed market process. For 15 years, we have listened to people make proposals on that property, and we've directed them to Pittsburgh. Jim Kennedy is the only one who has come back from Pittsburgh and said, "We can make this work, gentlemen. Let's do it." That includes Tom Kerr, that includes Bill McKenna, amongst many others. And there's plenty of people who went to Pittsburgh without calling the city of Crystal City to let them know what was going on. So it's not like we didn't consider other proposals. This is the only one that came back where the answer was, we can make this work, and we have.
Can I ask you a question, Ben?
Yeah.
Would Crystal City own this land without the participation from Wings Enterprises? Would there have been a deal?
Wings Enterprises is the only firm to have ever made an offer to allow Crystal City, total ownership of that property, or any ownership of that property for that matter. Everybody else, every other proposal I've ever seen or heard about has been, private ownership, private use.
All right. One of the other things that Mr. Baker brought up, name one of your other concerns. He talked about that a little bit.
Well, the tax base, if the if one thing that, that we've asked repeatedly, and maybe Ben can share this with us, the jobs will would be a great thing for the county.
Right.
However, what income stream other than the tonnage, incremental tonnage payments that Wings would pay, what other things would help the Crystal City tax base, Ben?
Including the school district, because since the city owns it, the city's not paying the property tax.
Correct.
Therefore, the school district was receiving some money from the property.
Correct.
About technically, would not now. So.
Right.
How does that work? How does the city help them?
Well, I'll address those in reverse order. We've taken care of this, not only the school district, but the ambulance district, the college district, all those sorts of different taxing entities, by providing a clause in our lease that states essentially that if at any time the taxes or the payments in lieu thereof on that property dip below their current level, Wings Enterprises has to kick in enough to make sure that it stays at that current level. And they're actually not assessed a tax on the property, but a tax on the lease itself. The lease has a value, what they call a bonus value in law. And if that evaluation ever dips below what is the current assessed evaluation of that property, they have to pay the taxes necessary. They'll pay it actually to Crystal City, and we'll distribute those taxes in the appropriate manner as law provides. With regards to the revenue stream, obviously we're talking that tonnage rental, and I know people look at that and say, oh, 20 cents isn't much, but when you consider that Mr. Kennedy is probably going to be moving about 2.5 million tons of iron through that facility, which will produce about 1.5 million tons of pig iron, you're looking at a revenue stream of about $500,000 a year for the city, and that dwarfs any other commercial or industrial endeavor currently in the Twin City area.
Mr. Baker, back to the property value, if the lease clause says that he'll pay the difference if the valuation goes down, but who pays what's being paid now? Mr. Kennedy pays
up. Or Wings Enterprises, however you...
That, in other words, you're saying that there will be no... He will continue to pay the same amount that has been paid by Pittsburgh up to this point.
Whether you call it property real estate tax or whether you call it a tax upon the bonus value of that lease, it's a hold harmless arrangement. Nobody is going to lose under this arrangement.
And that's especially important over the next 5 years.
Yes.
As there's, he holds the lease, but he's not building something tomorrow on it. So
just so we're clear on this, Kennedy, in whatever manner you feel comfortable that there will be no loss in the tax-based revenue to Crystal City or any of the entities in the county.
I can say that with 100% certainty.
I'm going to ask you to back just a little bit away from your mic so we don't have too many P's that are popped, and it kind of distracts people once in a while as far as that concern. Now, Mr. Baker brought up he was talking a little bit about, hey, what's the plan? And asking for some details, are we to that point yet?
Are we to a technical point? Yeah, we've taken all the steps necessary to close on the property, and therefore we're entering the second phase of this three-phase development. And now certainly is the time, in the coming weeks and months, for people to begin asking for all the sorts of different engineering plans, the business plans, figuring out exactly how he's going to implement, this proposed facility under the terms of the contract that we've negotiated with them. So that time, is it technically here? Yeah. Is it really here in the next, 6 months? Absolutely. That's the time.
Now, Mr. Baker, you went through and did some numbers, and in fact, you found out the price of iron and all this other kind of stuff, and you're trying to figure out how this is all going to support 750 jobs or whatever, and you had a tough time coming up with those numbers.
Yeah, I did. In your discussions with Wings, Ben, has he ever said what the current price of pig iron is per ton?
I'm honestly not familiar with what it is. I've seen the number personally, and that was, I guess, a couple months ago.
Yeah, the newest information I could get was about $350.
That jives with my numbers, yeah.
Okay, so what I did is a calculation based on his initial throughput is 150,000 tons of finished product, that ends up being about $75 million. And as Ben said, if he ends up escalating this facility where it would end up being 2 million tons. I mean, you know, that's a big difference. That's a factor of 12 from where he started.
Sure.
But if you take 750 jobs and you take $1 billion project that you'd amortize over 30 years, the cost of just the loan and the cost of the payroll far and away exceeds the $75 million of revenue. So that's where I said the numbers don't jive. And I'm sure Wings has supported their project with the council. We just weren't part of that. We don't know what they've said.
All right, let me ask Ben this. Sure. What happens if Mr. Kennedy and Wings Enterprises puts this project together and it doesn't work? It, you know, price of iron goes down, or, you know, the steel factories start closing down the United States, or whatever the strategic logistical factors were that made this look so attractive, and it doesn't work. What happens?
Well, you know, there's a couple different things that could happen there. You know, he could be in default of the lease, in which case he's required to help us find a new tenant. You know, we buy him out of his share, and then, you know, we're left with the exact process that I think, you know, the Concerned Citizens Group has been asking for. We put it out for proposal. You know, we solicit, you know, anybody and everybody who's interested, and, you know, we figure out what we're going to do from there. You know, I don't know how better to say it than that. You know, if he's not producing pig iron, and, you know, he's in default of this lease, and I would go to kind of what Roger was saying, you know, it's not, you know, it's not feasible for him to produce just a little bit of pig iron and then go to do something else. I mean, you know, why would you put that sort of investment into a facility? Why would you put that sort of investment into payroll if you're not going to produce sufficient quantities to make, you know, just a tremendous amount of money? And in turn, that'll make the city a tremendous amount of money.
Which all sounds good, but the mine that was closed mm-hmm. down that he purchased,
correct.
They closed that down because correct. At the time it got too expensive. It wasn't worthwhile anymore to dig that.
Specifically, that company, you know, was mired in a number of different financial issues, and I believe the story goes that at some point they simply couldn't pay their electric bill and opted to shut it down as opposed
right.
to.
But know, but markets go up and down.
Sure.
And everything that I've seen makes this look like a very attractive deal, mm-hmm. including the purity of the iron ore in
sure.
the mine and. All the logistics that come into Crystal City, including the river and the rail, and
right.
I mean everything looks just beautiful right now. But that could change. So if that does change, mm-hmm. again, he goes into default. Crystal City, you now own the property. You can
correct.
Put it out for whatever kind of tenant wants to raise their head.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. You know, we buy him out for his $2 million plus 6% on every year that the property's vacant. He doesn't get that money if we never find a new tenant. He's agreed to indemnify the city against any sort of, you know, by way of pollution that might happen, you know, during the process of the making this pig iron. You know, our bases are covered. And any way you look at it, Crystal City's ownership of this property is a positive thing for this community.
On that note, let me just change the subject a little bit here, because I think for a lot of the Concerned Citizens Group, and I think for a lot of people who don't show up at the meetings, who are just living in Crystal City, they just don't want a smelter there. The numbers, yes, they're important. Yes, they're there. But the fact is, industry supported Crystal City, pretty mm-hmm. much built Crystal City for years. There's people now who, especially in Ward 1, who a smelter will be in their backyard. They just do not want a smelter in Crystal City. So no numbers or anything are going to change their argument. Mm-hmm. Mr. Baker, I'm sure you can speak for your group in this one. For the people who just don't want a smelter in their yard, I know your concern was the way the city went about doing it. Now, just explain to me your argument there. Why do you feel that, you know, it's necessary that you take deeper looks into this?
Well, Ben and the people on the council have said repeatedly that this facility will have a state-of-the-art environmental control system, and that's very true. A state-of-the-art, what they call best available control technology, would put the state-of-the-art scrubbers and so forth to control the emissions of greenhouse gases, particulate matter, and so forth. But what I'm not sure that everyone in Crystal City and Jefferson County and because this isn't going to just stop at the city limits of Crystal City. This is going to affect everybody in eastern Jefferson County. The best available control technology that I've been able to see takes care of about 40% of the pollution that a facility would. It would reduce it by 40% in rough numbers. Might be 30, might be 45, but that still leaves if Wings is going to process 2.5 million tons of iron ore to get 1.5 million tons of pig iron, they're going to have a similar amount of coal to reduce or to act as the fossil fuel to reduce this, man, that is a ton of, literally tons and tons and tons of material coming into the city. And even with the best engineering, and I'm a mechanical engineer, I'm a registered engineer in the state of Missouri. I do this for a living, evaluating projects. What people have to understand is even with the best available technology, there's going to be something here that isn't there now. And I think that's what a lot of people are pretty wound up about.
And Ben, what's the city's stance on that? Because obviously this smelter has to go through all the permitting process, and that's something I want to get back to with the concerned citizens. Well, let me just go to that now. If this smelter passes all the things, it's proven that there is no environmental factors or little environmental factors, will this group change their mind? Will this say, hey, this isn't going to hurt our city, this probably is a good thing for our city?
I don't think we will. And here's why. Because even if the best available control technology is applied, we'll still have 50 or 60% of something that we don't have now. And we would certainly have preferred to have looked for other cleaner uses, such as the people in Valmire right across the river have done. They've came up with a way to have a government record storage that's going to bring hundreds of jobs and improve the base and be zero environmental impact to the community. Don't forget, fellas, that we're in a non-attainment area. The entire Metro St. Louis area is a non-attainment area as far as the EPA is concerned. The probability of Wings being able to get a permit to add another major point source into a non-attainment area is very questionable. And that's why, I mean, me personally, not talking for the citizens, but me personally, if this is such a great deal, why didn't Wings just do the deal directly with PPG and leave City out of it altogether? If this would have been a real estate transaction, then we wouldn't be having this conversation, because he would have bought it and he would have moved forward with his plan. There's some ulterior motive that he has in involving the city, because the city would still get the same increase in the tax base, but they wouldn't be stuck with any of the liability if he defaults and does something else. We wouldn't be talking about this.
Well, let's throw that to Ben, because there's obviously a lot of concern
there. Well, start with the pollution, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions there.
Sure.
For one, I mean, as he mentioned, there are going to be harder standards in this area.
Absolutely.
So that means if they go through, then it's probably going to be a fairly clean facility, and I'm sure that's something the city took into character.
Yes.
And just, Matt, myself, have talked to Jim Kennedy before, and just to answer his question a little bit, he wanted to get the city involved. He wanted its blessing. I think that's what Jim Kennedy's answer would be as to why he wanted to get the city involved.
Yeah.
But first, there is clean burning coal technology out there and things like that.
In fact, a town called Mattoon, Illinois, just got a $1.75 billion federal government grant to build, you know, a zero emission coal burning facility. The technology exists. The technology exists to take the CO2 coming out of any sort of development and reconvert it back into oxygen. The technology exists to capture that CO2, store it, and resell it as industrial CO2. We can capture the fly ash coming off the coal burning process and sell that to Wholesome River City Cement. You can turn it into building bricks, to build your town.
But let's say all that's true. Since I'm not an engineer, I'm kind of taking that on faith.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean by that? I hate to do the show me kind of deal, but it could all happen and that would all be great.
Sure.
But we're taking it on faith, because you're saying, well, the very best of the very best, which I'm sure this guy will have. And I can understand people being hesitant hearing that. Wouldn't you?
A little bit. I mean, people need to remember that, this isn't, I guess, a traditional industrial development from the sense that he's not going to own this property. And he, by, helping Crystal City to attain ownership here, has created any number of different levels of scrutiny and control that the city has over that property that we would not, in any other scenario have in terms of what he can actually do down there. He has to go through all of our permitting processes. And ultimately, at the end of the day, he needs our permission to do anything on that property, to turn one lick of soil. I know Roger kind of brought up, why did Wings want the city here? From day one, Jim Kennedy came to us and said, I want to be a good neighbor. We've got this plan, let's team up here. Crystal City would not be receiving this tonnage rental off of his product if he was just a regular business guy who bought that property. All we would see out of that are the jobs. I mean, you look at, like I said, the small town in Illinois, celebrating in the streets over getting that project, that's just some jobs. There's no revenue stream associated with that. That's jobs and the development of the newest and best technology out there. That's exactly what we've got here. But you throw in a major, major financial bonus for the city and our ability to continue the services and to continue being the Crystal City that people have come to love over the years. I think as Jim's put it to me before, and as I've put it to plenty of other people, the Crystal City of 5-10 years from now is the Crystal City we know to get today. It's financially secure. You're going to be able to breathe our air without a problem. You're going to be able to live in your home without a problem. This isn't some Armageddon scenario. This is a development unlike any really that has been seen before in the United States. And to me, it's a very exciting development.
This is something that I'm sure is going to be looked into down the road, and I'm going to pose this question to both of you. I'm going to have Ben to go first. There's been a little talk, and I'm sure, as I mentioned, it's going to come to surface a little bit more down the road, but a buffer zone.
Mm-hmm.
As we know with Doe Run, and I know this smelter is not Doe Run. That's
right.
Been repeated many times before, but is there a chance, and that's kind of a hard question to pose to you, because
mm-hmm.
of course there is a chance, but a buffer zone, Ward 1, there's a lot of homes that are very
mm-hmm.
close to that,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of times in the permit process where it can get... Yo,
sure.
Look, this could be here if all these homes weren't there.
Sure.
Is there a chance of a buyout? Has Jim looked at that you know of?
I don't want to speak too much for Jim and his plans there. I can tell people, rest assured, it is not the city's intent to eminent domain everybody in Ward 1 out of their home. That absolutely will not happen. Any buyout that would happen would be a voluntary buyout. I expect that, the buyout prices, much like in other buyouts, would certainly exceed market value. And we don't want anybody to leave Crystal City. And if there's a buyout, certainly the city is going to absolutely lean as hard as possible on Wings to offer maximum value for that property so that people are able to either build in a new section of Crystal City or move to a different section of Crystal City if such a buyout is deemed necessary by Jim or DNR or EPA.
And you are looking at noise reduction
Absolutely.
Type barriers and that kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff.
We've been working for a couple months now on crafting a comprehensive noise control ordinance. The Wings facility will absolutely have to be in compliance with that noise ordinance.
I'm going to let Mr. Baker have the final word here this morning because we're running out of time. Any thoughts you want to leave us with here?
Well, thank you, Ben, for coming and meeting with us. Thank you for having us on. And the only thing I do agree with Ben on is this week will go down in history as something that's going to definitely change Crystal City. I hope and pray for the citizens of Crystal City that Ben's right and I'm wrong, but I don't think so.
Right,
is there any chance of another meeting, obviously, to talk about this? I guess it would be an open meeting, but is there any chance that there will be some DNR people there to say, look, this is the project? I know Jim's becoming a little
more. You have to during
open.
The permit process,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. There's a series of public hearings,
public hearings,
DNR will have. We wanted to have another public meeting. Unfortunately, a series of lawsuits were filed against the city, and it really kind of handcuffed our ability to, hold an open meeting, get all these different people there. Certainly when the plans are in, I think that there's probably going to be another open meeting, but I don't see...
That would be at the state level. That would be called by DNR, EPA, or whoever.
Well, specifically to hear for his permits. I can't commit to it, but I expect that, there's a good chance that when all the plans are in, and before we even get to permitting, but when, applications are submitted and that sort of thing, we could probably have another public meeting about the matter and, show exactly what's going to be where. The different proposed uses of the property, things like that. It's certainly a possibility. It's nothing I can commit to right now. Certainly, litigation has a part in that, and it might be just easier on everybody to wait for the DNR's permitting process to begin.
Let me ask you a question,
yeah.
And I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. If you're recalled,
yeah,
is it worth it?
Absolutely. I've told everybody. Since I don't know, a few months ago, and I said this the other night, if I drop dead tomorrow, I'll go to my grave a perfectly happy and content man. I feel that, this council has done a fantastic job on this development. This mayor's shown tremendous leadership. I honestly, in the bottom of my heart, feel that we've secured the future of Crystal City, the Crystal City that we all know and love, not the Crystal City where, to quote some people, we're getting in the real world by actually taxing people for their, garbage pickup and their water and their sewer. I want to preserve the Crystal City that we all know and love, the Crystal City that offers the best services in Jefferson County,
right.
That offers the best sense of community that I've ever seen. And I really feel that this project and this process is going to shore up all of those things and really just provide us with a brighter future.
All right. That has been DeClue, and I want to thank Mr. Roger Baker for coming in this morning. And as he said, he hopes that Ben is correct. More ahead, including a look at traffic after this on Straight Talk.
Are you tired of having your fixed-rate loan sold? At the Bank of Bloomsdale, they pride themselves